In this episode, I'm going to be critiquing my friend Will Whitting's dog training website, which is Ridgeside Canine, North Carolina. We do have a Google Ads client in Raleigh, North Carolina that we run ad campaigns for. And I checked on the map. Will Whitting's down in, I believe, Jacksonville, North Carolina. And it seemed like it was far enough away that it wouldn't be a conflict of interest. If it is, let me apologize in advance. But I did try and check to make sure that I wasn't giving secrets away to your direct competition. That being said, Will's got a very interesting website, which is why I'm choosing to do a critique, because I think that on one hand, the website is done very well. On the other hand, there is a lot of improvements that could be made that can not only benefit the website to make it convert better, but also to teach you guys, because I know you guys are making a lot of the same mistakes. Now, you might want to go back through my YouTube channel, which is Cats on Marketing, K-A-T-Z on Marketing, and watch some of the other reviews I've done, because a lot of you guys and gals are making the same mistakes again and again and again. And you don't necessarily need me to critique your sites, because you can watch these older reviews and take the lessons that I pointed out to those websites and apply those to your own website, because you're making a lot of the same mistakes. So with no further ado, let's get into the website critique of Will Whitting's Ridgeside Canine North Carolina website. I'm going to move kind of fast because there's a lot of ground we have to cover. So starting off real quick, the site looks great. I mean, it looks like a professional business, and it should. Unfortunately, most dog trainers' websites look like they were created with finger paints. Now, for those of you watching at home who aren't Will, it should be obvious that one of the things that Will has done is that he's hired a professional photographer to take pictures of himself and his staff, and he's using those pictures on the website. It gives it a very professional look. I don't think this website would look as good if there weren't professional photographs. Now, I want to point something out here real quick. If we go over to this one, now this thing right here, right at the top, this is called a slider. And I don't think sliders are a very good idea to have on your homepage for the following reason. You've got five different sliders or five different images here. Basically, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One of these five is much better than the other four. Your job is to figure out which one that is and then just stick with that one, because one converts better than the others. Now, I'm going to leave it on this one because I want to show you something. Let's say you test this and this is the one that does the best. We've got Ridgeside Canine, veteran owned, veteran operated. First off, this area up here is called above the fold. It's the most precious real estate of your entire site, because when people come from Google or any other search engine, they land on this, they make a snap decision as to whether or not they want to stay or they want to hit their back button and bounce back to Google and go on to the next dog trainer's website. A good photograph and just, you know, saying that you're veteran owned, or for that matter, saying things like house pets to working dogs, how can we help you? That's not good copy. That's not compelling enough to bring them into the site. So you really need a compelling benefit oriented headline that pushes their emotional hot buttons and gets them to want to dig deeper into the site so that you can then, convince them to contact you. So let me show you something that maybe didn't occur to you. Let's say we test this and decide that this image is the best one. And again, I think you're going to need to put your compelling benefit-oriented headline right here, in addition to just having the image. The image is good, but let's say we test this one and this is the winner. You may not have realized this, but it says veteran-owned, veteran-operated, Ridgeside Canine Carolinas, veteran-owned professional dog training. Ridgeside Canine Carolinas is a veteran-owned operated location. So just in basically a mini scroll here, you've already told me three times it's veteran-owned. Now, I get that you're in a military town, okay? I get that, and it's good. You know, you feature the fact that you are a veteran. No problem with that, but you don't need to hammer me over the head with it three separate times in the first basically 3 seconds that I'm on the website. And it may be mentioned a few times more here, I can't remember, but I did notice, okay, now you've got a some kind of veteran-oriented foundation or charity that you're running. And then as we scroll down here on the very same page, we've again got a veteran-owned icon. So it's, you know, I get it. But you don't need to mention it five separate times on the same page. In fact, if you're going to mention anything five separate times, it should probably be a call to action. Call to action would be something like, call now for your free consultation, evaluation, and temperament test. Normally $89, now free for a limited time. That would be a call to action. So if you're going to repeat something five separate times, make it your call to action, not the fact that you're a veteran. That's important. And that leads me to what I believe is really the biggest failing of the site, is that it talks about so much about being veteran owned, but for the life of me, and maybe I just missed it, but I couldn't figure out who the veteran is. And so my assumption is this is a picture of you, but I'm not even sure because it doesn't even tell me. It doesn't tell me anything about the veteran behind the business. And people don't want to work with companies. People want to work with people that they like. And how you come across is very important. Part of that's with a nice picture, which you've got. But a big part of that is your story. So I want you to maybe consider adding another menu item here, like my story. Something that says my story, and you click on it. And it really tells your story about who you are, how you got into dogs. And something tells me that you've got a great story. There's a great story behind this dog training veteran who, I don't know if you're a canine handler in the military or not, but whatever your story is, how you got from being a G.I. Joe or whatever you were to where you are now, there's some really cool story there. And the more you tell that and the more you kind of open yourself up, the more it's going to make me want to pick up the phone and call you. What you want to avoid is you want to avoid your website looking like everybody else's website. So there's probably, you know, a handful of other veteran-owned dog training businesses in the state of North Carolina. That alone is not enough to make me call. So you got to give me a compelling headline. You've got to give me compelling subheads. You've got to give me reasons why I should contact you. And your story, because I know there's a story back there. Once we incorporate that into the website, I think it's going to go a really long way towards making this entire website convert much better for you and make it just much more powerful. Just a quick aside, when you do tell your story, when you share your story, it should not be ego-driven. It's not about me, me, me. It's about this is my story and this is why it's important to you, the dog owner. So it might be like, you know, hey, I was a canine handler in the military, and as I was going through my tour of duty, I was learning all of this stuff about my dog, about timing and consistency and motivation, and I thought to myself, these are the actual same things that dog owners, that pet owners back home in the United States need to know about. These are the kind of things that are going to get your dog to listen to you anywhere you go and stop jumping up. And so I've learned these secrets. And, you know, the entire time I was in the military working with my canine, I kept thinking to myself, I need to get back home and share this with my fellow North Carolinians, whatever that word is. I need to share. And so see what I'm doing is I'm making my story, or your story in this case, really about the reader. It's not so much about me and my ego. It's about like, hey, I've got this cool story and I've discovered this stuff that's going to help you. So it always has to get back to you, the reader, you, the desperate dog owner, because nothing's more important in their life than them. I talked about compelling headlines that draw the reader or the visitor deeper into the website. So a compelling headline might be something like, let's use this image, something like, your dog off leash in 21 days guaranteed. And then in smaller letters, scroll down to find out more. So if they read the headline, like let's take real training for real situations. If they read that and they say, so what? It's not a good headline. If you read this, house pets to working dogs, how can we help? You know, I'm here to find out how you can help me. Why are you asking me how you can help me? You're supposed to be telling me how you can help me. That's the point of the website, right? So compelling headlines, let's see, Build a strong foundation for your puppy. So what? It's not compelling. Free client group classes and pack walks. Now that's a great feature, which you should incorporate in another part of the site, but it's not a compelling headline that is strong enough to make me want to go deeper into the site. So again, something like your dog off leash in 21 days guaranteed, super compelling. Get your dog to listen to you anywhere you go, even around other dogs, cats, food, or tennis balls. Scroll down to find out more. Now that's compelling, right? It speaks to them, it pushes their emotional hot buttons. Okay, the other big mistake that this website is making, in my opinion, is that it's a little bit schizophrenic. It hasn't really decided whether or not it's a sales website, and sales meaning getting them to pick up the phone and call you or fill out the contact form, or is it an informational website? And my argument to you is that it should be a sales website and only a sales website. Asking it to be both sales and informational is asking it to carry too much weight and do too many things. It can't do both effectively. So this thing, your foundation, super cool. I think that's awesome, but I would get it off the homepage. I would put it on a subpage or a link to it at the bottom, because again, it doesn't immediately directly relate to making a sale right now. You've got limited time. I mean, my wife's going to call me for dinner any minute now, and if I don't either pick up the phone and call you to set up a consultation or at least fill out the contact form, you've kind of lost me. So that here, we've got videos that kind of, you know, again, entertain but delay the process. This is a good video. Get rid of this one. Here's why. Very millennial specific music. As a guy who's almost 50, that simply does not appeal to me. And as we get further, what the hell is that? That's a total turnoff. That's like so inconsistent with the rest of the vibe of your website that you need to get rid of that. I mean, it's just, and again, unless I've just completely misunderstood your market and you're marketing to 20 somethings, but based on this video, it doesn't seem that way. So again, everything, go through this, these blog posts, get them off the homepage. Blog posts are fine for SEO. You know, you're gonna get those article indexed, and then they're gonna come to the article, and then from the article, you wanna have a call to action to either get them to immediately call you or at the least a strong pitch to get them over to the homepage so that then you can sell them. But right now, check this out. If I click on this, number one, we've got two different photos that come up. And the formatting here is, as they say in France, caca. But more importantly, there's no call to action. There's nothing that, you know, this is nice and it's got your contact information, but you need to get them back into your sales funnel. So have these, but get them off the homepage. I would get rid of the blog, get rid of the financing. You know, talking about financing is way too early in the game. It's kind of like going out on a first date with a woman and talking about how you're going to finance the ring. Again, anything that doesn't immediately contribute to getting their information, ditch it. Now, I wanted to point this out. I don't know, why are you advertising your SEO guy? That makes no sense. Again, this is great for them because they've got inbound links, but it doesn't contribute to helping you make a sale. And then we've got cancellation and refund policy. Why is this here? You know, that should be part of your contract, but it doesn't need to be on your website. It certainly doesn't need to be on your homepage. And then we've got more of the social media links. This thing, I presume you've tested this, but and I've heard good things about these, how can we help you, these little bot things. But you want to test it to make sure that it is actually adding value to your sales process. So this copy right here, again, copy is persuasive text. I think what you're saying is on point, but I feel like how you're saying it is very, very boring. It's just very plain. It feels like I'm reading a government manual. And so you need to kind of sex it up a little bit. You need to add the the spice, the hot sauce, make it more interesting. Remember, you have to keep their attention. If you bore them, they're going to go back to Google or get distracted with something else. If you look over on your programs page, let me close this here. One of the things I did notice, if I'm not mistaken, we've misspelled length. It should be L-E-N-G-T-H, and we've done it consistently here. What I'd recommend is if you have a friend that's, you know, really likes to read a lot, maybe have them proofread it for you, proofread the entire site, just to make sure that there aren't any other misspellings. I haven't looked through the whole site here, but, you know, just to make sure that you catch that kind of stuff. You've got these reviews here, which is great. I love this, especially with the 5 stars. What I don't like is that it's black text on dark gray background, which makes it very difficult to read. I really have to kind of highlight this in order to read it. We don't want to make anything difficult for people. We want to make it really easy to read, you know, what you're about and what your sales message is. So I recommend that you make this gray, a lighter shade of gray. I think that's the name of a song by Procol Harum. And then also I would highlight the testimonials. In fact, you can actually add a menu item up here that says success stories and then list all of your testimonials on that page. But in addition to that, like if we go back to the homepage for a second, you can pull out a testimonial, you know, and just liberally sprinkle them throughout the site. Like you can put a testimonial here. And the way you want to do testimonials is you put a picture of them with their dog, not just a picture of the dog, because if you just put a picture of the dog, people think you bought a stock image of a dog and just threw it on there. And then put the quote and then the client's first name and their last name and the city and state. If you just put the first name and the last initial, again, people think that you made it up. But you know, sprinkle those. You can really not put too many of those throughout the site. You know, put one here too. You can put one right here as well. And it's just going to make the entire site so much more powerful. I'm going to wrap this up here because at this point, this critique is getting a little bit long in the tooth. But before I go, I wanted to say on behalf of my wife, Carla, and myself, thank you for your service to our country. It does not go unnoticed. And the sacrifices and years that you've spent on behalf of our freedoms and fighting for our opportunities, we cannot thank you enough. You and all the other veterans that may be watching this, thank you so much. If you have any questions about, you know, anything I've talked about in this review, visit me at the Dog Trainer Marketing Group on Facebook, and I'll do my best to help you out. But really, as it is, I think you're doing great, and I look forward to seeing what you can offer to the dog training community at large. And there's no doubt in my mind that you're going to have a great future ahead of yourself. Take care.